AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Cut to It with Steve Smith Sr., a production of The Black Effect and iHeartRadio. I'm Steve Smith Sr.
And I'm Gerard Littlejohn.
And this is a Cut to It bonus episode.
Cut to it, cut to it, let's get down to it, cut to it.
Good afternoon, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, G? How are you?
Man, I'm good. How was your weekend?
Man, weekend was good.
Yeah?
Until...
Oh man, yeah, the streets have been buzzing.
Yes,
and I'm talking about buzzing. So if you aren't aware, if you've been keeping track, of course, last week there was the Derek Chauvin, George Floyd trial. And probably a few days ago, Brett Favre on his podcast, Bowling with Favre, made a comment that he, quote, "I find it hard to believe, and I'm not defending Derek Chauvin in any way, find it hard to believe, first of all, that he intentionally meant to kill George Floyd." And just because of such the social media outroar that has come about, I want to make sure I give what he said. He also said, that being said, his actions were uncalled for. "I don't care what color the person is on the street. I don't know what led to that video and that we saw where his knee was on his neck, but the man had thrown in the towel." So then, you know, of course, we have a Cut to It social media account. And so Smitty came back and said, what? I'll give straight from the horse's mouth.
So I said to Mr. Brett Favre, which I respect. He's a man that admired. He threw to one of the greatest wide receivers, I believe, to play in the NFL. Sterling Sharp. Yep. And who should be in the Hall of Fame, even though his career was cut short because of a neck injury. And just basically saying that, you know, for me, I really felt it was appropriate to say something about Brett saying something, because Brett had also
mentioned two or three times and said some things that I believe to be out of character.
Yeah.
Which he talked about how so many people were tired of politics.
Sports and politics mixing. He said that the week previously
or
on his podcast.
Or a week two or week, you know, whenever.
Yep.
And then the next week or 2 weeks later, you know, it's all recorded.
Yep.
What he stated was he doesn't believe it was intentional that what was happening, you know, in the trial. And I understand you know, when you do something wrong, that the whatever the result is never the intent in which whatever happens. I don't believe that Brett mean to come off insensitive. But it was.
Yeah, from the vantage point.
From the vantage point of there was a trial in which a conviction.
Oh, I'm saying, why is that?
Because it was a trial in which a conviction and a man lost his life, whatever the circumstances are.
Yep.
And also the police officer, former police officer, went to jail. And so two families are now devastated.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I didn't say one. Mm-hmm. I said two families because there is a cause and an effect.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is disturbing is there's a gentleman on our Instagram, Kobe or Cody, and I'll read you what he said on Saturday at 6:55.
Yeah, and before you read Cody's response, here's what you said on social media.
Yes.
I find it hard to believe, and I'm not defending Derek Chauvin in any way. That's what Brett Favre said. You said, I have so much respect for your career, Hall of Fame, awards, etc. However, on this subject,
yes.
Mr. Favre, STFU, which shorthand for shut the up, respectfully real talk, privilege ass.
Yes.
So that's what was said on the Cut To It social media account.
And people are saying I'm privileged.
And we'll get to that. Read that response and then let's talk about the second part of your
comments.
This
gentleman who doesn't follow us. Yeah. And he's, you know, his 25 followers, and because ESPN kind of all the sports people are running it. So some place or someone he follows, he saw my response, and here's what he said at 6:55 a.m. Hey, nigger, do yourself a favor and shut the fuck up and go cry a fucking river somewhere where George Floyd can swim and fucking out of here with your black ass.
Mm.
That's what he said.
Yep.
And it's a number of those emails.
Yeah, we got
it's a number of them.
We got over. It's over 900 comments.
Debbie,
yeah.
You're right. She said, Brett is right. No one goes to work intentionally harming someone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I like that email. I like that DM. She says, okay. I don't agree or disagree. You know, you be quiet. Hey, nigger.
Mm-hmm.
You're a clown. I'm a privilege this. Man, it's so disappointing. Even someone says, pull up.
Yeah. Give your, because I think this is really important.
Yeah.
Because people often go back and forth.
Someone says, you're a clown. You shut the fuck up. You privileged ass bitch.
Yeah.
That's what someone said. Christopher L., whatever his last name is. And I'm sorry that you feel that strongly about my statements, that you're willing to risk your life on social media to come at me on social media.
Yeah.
When I say privilege.
Yeah, let's break down because people are quick to think that you're calling him white privilege.
No,
I'm not calling him color privilege.
I'm calling privilege in this regard.
Yeah.
If you look up the true definition of privilege, having or enjoying one or more privileges.
Yeah.
Well, here's one or more privileges that we all have. George Floyd has no breath in his lungs anymore.
No.
So we all have that. We all have
that
more.
We can comment on this.
Yes.
Because for George Floyd, he didn't get the privilege of due process.
No.
He was judge, jury, executioner while he was down on the ground for 9+ minutes.
And that happened.
Yep.
Other definition. Not subject to the usual rules or punishment or penalties because of some special circumstances.
Yeah.
I have some privilege.
We all do.
We all.
What's the example that we talked about? We talked about this a couple of days ago.
Here's the privilege I have.
Yep.
Because of who I am, I do get the privilege of seeing both sides of the fence. being both sides of the fence of a black man who has a name. So when I get pulled over, hey, that's Steve. We know he's not doing anything illegal. So I have gotten that privilege.
Yep.
I've also got the privilege of being stopped in Monroe by a police officer who called me boy, who told me, get from around here.
Yeah.
So I've had the privilege of seeing both sides of the coin. I've had the privilege of being pulled over with my child in the back seat. And the police officer says, who's that?
Yeah.
I had to look back like, who is he talking to? Who's that? I was like, that's my child. What's his name?
Yeah.
He don't. If you run his prints, they ain't in the database. But, you know, so I've experienced and seen some of that. But I also think that in this subject that we're talking about with Brett Favre, Brett Favre does not have the understanding or ever has to deal with being pulled over and dealing with what George Floyd may have experienced. And guess what? Unless I do something, I don't have that either. And that's the facts.
Yeah. The other
but
thing,
I'm not going to act like because you guys don't like because I'm picking on your favorite player. He's one of my favorite players too. But in being one of my favorite players, I personally try to stay out of this game because I don't always experience some of what other people experience. But I have watched the trial, and I did think a Hall of Famer who has such a huge platform probably should not talk about something that he doesn't experience in his little bubble in Mississippi. Let's be honest. Brett is from Mississippi.
Yeah,
I'm from L.A. There's things that I know I have never experienced in L.A. that Brett has and vice versa.
Yeah.
But again, I'm not going to act like
the odds of him being stereotyped his bubble are severely reduced.
Yeah, I mean,
where I know you were going was the way that you mentioned privilege was not that Brett has white privilege.
I didn't use that word, although that term does exist.
That's not.
Go ahead.
Privilege doesn't equate to wealth because now everyone's firing back on you and saying, "Oh, you're rich."
Here's the privilege. Let me say this to all the dumbass people listening to this.
Yeah.
Hey, stupid asses, Google me and look at my wife.
Yeah.
I'm not racist. Yeah. My wife is.
Well, you don't even have to explain.
No, I think the ignorance of my wife is Caucasian.
Yeah.
My kids are mixed.
Yeah.
I am not Black Panther, all of whatever
and that
people
doesn't,
assume.
But I'm just saying
because some people think they're like, oh, you're racist because you said that. Because I use the words privilege. I use it in this
privilege
right,
at its core.
Yes.
Is advantage. And in this scenario.
And we all have it.
Or benefit of the doubt.
And we all have it.
Especially in this regard,
everyone that is allowed to speak has a privilege.
Everyone who
is allowed to speak has this privilege that George Floyd
does not have
yep. currently right
You're 100%
now.
Right. 100%.
Life,
yep.
A voice, a heartbeat,
mm-hmm.
and the other part of it. People are like, you won't you be quiet? Respect his opinion.
But just a week before, he said that these two things shouldn't coexist while speaking on his own sports podcast, right? So just a week before, so now you have the privilege of changing your mind.
I'm not targeting Brett Favre.
No.
I just thought I'll say something that a lot of guys have texted me feeling the same way.
Yeah.
Bro, did you hear what Brett Favre said?
Right.
Bro, this 2 weeks in a row, Brett Favre has said some out-of-pocket stuff.
Right.
And I felt, hey, Brett, fellow alumni in the NFL, he's Brett Favre's a Hall of Famer. He's this, he's that. The laundry list of things. But that doesn't mean that I tried respectfully to just say, this out your wheelhouse, bro, sir. Just like there's things that out of my wheelhouse, I will never speak about. You know why? Because I know this out of my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
I have the privilege of knowing what's out of my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
So all the people that slide into the DMs.
It's more to dismantle a lot of that stuff that people have said, because it's thousands and thousands of comments. It's been on USA Today.
All these people have something to say. Oh, when you assaulted a teammate, when you did this. I've addressed it all.
Yeah.
I've been suspended.
Yeah.
I've had a lawsuit in which I've settled.
Yeah.
But guess what, people? There was never a CNN court played out about what happened with me.
Yeah.
So you can bring it up. And guess what? I'm glad your little fat fingers can type.
Yeah.
Great. I didn't kill anybody. And I still have not said anything towards Brett that was out of pocket. I felt what Brett said was insensitive and ultimately,
he's due his opinion, but your opinion is not void without criticism, much like anyone else's. And going back to what you said, like, bro, I appreciate you explaining your position and what a lot of people say about you. But the fact of the matter is, whatever you did or you didn't do, you face consequences for that.
You know, one of the things that's most upsetting about how people are quick to call out things if they don't like what you said. Right. And all these people talk, you know, it's tough to sit there and look at the social media and all these people. We got 30 or 40 people in our DMs.
Oh, way more than that.
Well, 30 or 40 people with derogatory remarks.
Yeah.
Oh, you need to, you're this, and calling me all these
racial slurs.
The racial slurs.
Everything.
And people are using, I said, white privilege. Mm-hmm. As an excuse, as arming that and gives them validation to basically just come at me and say
of what they probably already thought before you even made a comment.
Correct. And they're just saying things. I'm like, who said that?
Yeah.
Again, privilege is not exclusive to people who played in the National Football League. Mm-hmm. Privilege is when not a particular certain groups of people based on economic situation is based on
a multitude of things.
Yeah. Privilege of.
It can be of your race.
Yeah, it can be of your race, but it also has to do with, especially if we're talking about an individual that lost their life by someone else's action.
Yeah.
The privilege of the person that lost their life doesn't have the privilege to voice their opinion about what they experienced that cost them their lives.
Yep. Yep.
And it's, again, this is not me really coming at Brett Favre about race. I'm bringing it up to Brett Favre in this subject of the way you're talking about it, Brett Favre, would be like me trying to say that I understand what a woman deals with in birth. Mm-hmm. Brett Favre knows as much about being a black man as much as I know what a woman deals with physically of birthing a child. I've watched it 4 times now. Even with my eyes, I cannot grasp the pain that my wife, who had our last child because the epidural didn't take, natural.
Right.
The same way that Brett Favre doesn't know exactly what George Floyd was feeling or what Chauvin was feeling when he realized that George Floyd was no longer alive.
And to make the comments, again, it's not to come at Brett, but it's to come at the situation, and I think
it's not like I'm just picking this out of thin air. This is something that
so that's what I'm going to go to, where he spoke after 12 jurors had already concluded that he was guilty on all charges.
Hold on. It wasn't after the 12. It's after it played itself out.
Yeah, process.
The due process and the detail of and breaking down that other former police officer said excessive force.
Yeah.
a doctor said, yes, George Floyd had drugs in his system, but that was not the cause for him dying. It was the lack that it was the fact that he had lack of oxygen to him caused by the knee on his throat.
And so, and everything you just said on top of all those people who were there that were part of the due process of this trial were either at the scene or they had access to things and information coming from the scene. So for me, I think the comments are really kind of two things. One, it comes off, and we've talked about this, it comes off almost very insensitive and apologetic to the officer who we just talked about was on video killing someone. And then the second thing is it almost dehumanizes George Floyd. And a lot of these comments that we've seen and conversations that are being had is dehumanizing, as if because he is an alleged criminal or an alleged drug addict or whatever else you can find on a person to make it seem like he got what he deserved. So, I got a big problem with that.
Here's the thing. George Floyd had a criminal background. George Floyd was arrested for whatever. So does that mean that
he deserves to die? To be
because murdered? Yeah. I've been caught speeding. Does that mean I deserve to die?
But does the punishment doesn't fit the crime, does it?
My kids have talked back to me. Does that mean that they deserve to die? Right.
Or how do you think these comments make the family of George Floyd feel, or the family of Derek, like you said, like
that's family. What I'm saying.
For some people try to simplify this, and I get it, but we also don't think of the depth of what the situation is.
The part that is really simplified to me is you didn't like what I said. You didn't like the way, or you believe that I don't have the authority. I shouldn't have
the opinion.
No. Yeah. Let me use the word. I shouldn't have the privilege to be able to talk to another athlete, especially when the color of my skin already lowers my ranking. Right? Because you want to know the interesting thing about all of that? Every one of those people in there are of a Caucasian race, and a lot of them are calling me a nigger. Nigger with a hard R.
Yeah, hardy R.
Yep. Nigger. I'm slum. I'm black this. You're a thug. I'm a thug.
All those things.
You know what's sad? Is those people probably 5 years ago was probably saying it a different way. Oh, let that nigger catch that pass.
Because it was transactional at that point. You were doing something for them. And there's such a performance. That rubs me the wrong
way. But here's the other part. Now, this nigga done got out of pocket. And he's speaking about things that he shouldn't.
Yeah.
So now, go back out to the yard. And
the shut up and dribble moniker.
To be honest, I'd rather have to shut up and dribble based on some of these DMs. Because just the way they're saying
the performative nature of what people
do. But some of these DMs shows exactly why we're at the place we're at in our country.
You're
because
100%
right. When they don't like what they hear, they turn me down and they start with the insults.
Yep.
But if I come out with the insults, then they're offended.
Yeah, I was gonna say you'd be the villain then.
Yes. So
you'd
again,
be the big bad wolf.
The point of me saying what I said on our social media to Brett Favre is this. One, I don't stand down.
No, as you should.
Two, I won't change because if you really, yes, I got in two fights. I know the rest of the world has not. I've been the only person that ever gotten a fist fight, so I'll fall on that fighting sword. But also, too, while you're looking up my dirt, why don't you go ahead and look up all the good stuff that we do in the communities that you're scared to go into, in the communities that we've earned the trust, and trying to change the narrative in which why, when you see a black man with tattoos, you don't clutch your purse, because to be honest, you ain't got enough cash in that little ass purse and I got my money clip. So I'm not going to take your little Tarjay purse. I'm actually, if you drop something, I may take, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Because I've had that experience where people clutch their purse thinking that I want to take something. To be honest, ain't much in there that I ain't already got or I can't buy for myself.
Or I've had people close elevator doors on before. I've been pulled over and been profiled, right? Like I've been DMs that we get, I've gotten the N-word called at me during football games, and what I find, and I don't mean to interject, but what I find is when people start to hurl the racial slurs,
that's
when they call
they
you nigger. They've already had that made up in their mind. Yeah. All you did was give them probably something that goes against the grain of their preconceived notion.
What you've done is you've given them the written permission to really say how they really feel, what's in their heart of who they are.
And
they've already got a preconceived notion, and
more often than not, it is people who have nothing else left in their tank. Like that's all they got. If you hurl the N-word at me, that lets me know we probably can't have a good faith conversation, right?
No.
We can't have any type of dialogue. That means that's all that you got in your tank. Your vocabulary is probably already somewhat slim.
I think they're lazy, and it's a quick word they can use. Hopefully they can get a response.
Mm-hmm.
Right? All these people, Brett was right. You can't say Brett was right. It's dead ass wrong.
Right.
When another man loses their life, an individual, good, bad, or indifferent, there's never a justified cause. And just because that wasn't your intent doesn't negate the result.
No.
So Chauvin, that wasn't his intent. But somebody died.
Even the last part that Brett said, I don't know what led to that video that we saw where his knee is on his neck, but that man had thrown in the towel. Hold on. That last part, the man had thrown in the towel.
Is he talking about George Floyd who died?
That implies that George had a fight. There was no fair fight. This man was already detained. He was handcuffed.
Again.
So how did he throw in a towel?
But here's the thing.
He wasn't in a fight.
You know, they always treat you like this when you have a fake 20. Right, but when a guy shoots up a grocery store, and all he has is a bloody knee, that's right.
Yeah.
Or someone here in North Carolina, in South Carolina, they drove from one state, shot up a church full of folks.
Yep.
And they stopped and got that
Burger King.
Wow, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And you can say what you think I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a racist. Do I believe Brett Favre is privileged? Absolutely. Do I think Steve Smith Sr. is privileged? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I also think everybody listening and the people who DM'd us, y'all are privileged too, because we all have the privilege that some of the other people don't have that are in cemeteries.
Yeah.
They don't have the privilege to speak their truth or speak how they feel. So, yeah, we all are privileged. Like you guys said, I'm a privileged nigga. I'm a privileged clown. I'm a privileged bitch. I'm a privileged all of that. And I take that privilege very seriously, in which why the same clown that you now DM, go to our website and look at what we're doing in the community here in Charlotte. Understand and know what I represent. What I represent is my mother is Florence Young. My dad is Stephen Smith. Grew up in Los Angeles, California. We didn't have a lot of money. God gave me the opportunity to play football. But God also gave me the privilege to serve my community. So my question to you is, as you waste your time calling me racial slurs, make sure you go serve your community too without a tax write-off. Make sure you invest in the next George Floyd or the next Chauvin, that we don't have these same consequences and the same results happening over and over. Instead of being a part of the name calling, let's be part of the healing for this country and for these people. So we look at each other not because of the color of our skin, but we look at each other for who we are as as another gentleman you guys don't like to, folks like to acknowledge, is the content of someone's character. Mm. And that person, because of the way he stood up, just murdered him.
Just murdered the same way.
But that wasn't the intention. So again, I don't stand down. Also I don't mean to put him down, Brett Favre, but at the end of the day, as a father, Brett says something that, again, it's outside his wheelhouse. He knows nothing about being a black man. He knows nothing about dealing with some of the stuff. And guess what? I know nothing of the sort of being Brett Favre in Mississippi or being Brett Favre. But I do know if Brett Favre gets pulled over and I get pulled over, I know damn well my black ass gets the short end of the straw. And I'm not pulling straws with when it comes to my life based on my color of my skin. And Brett Favre would never have that. So again, like I said, he is privileged and I am. But his privilege of who he is saves his life. Some of these folks walking around here that's a different color, their privilege.
It's not always the same outcome.
It's not always the same outcome. So appreciate your time. I hope that this conversation was informative.
Right.
If it wasn't, if you're part of those people that going to slide in our DMs again, either way, we're going to keep rolling. We're going to talk about things that are important. And just because you listen to a little bit of rap music, don't emulate it, people. It get your ass put on a T-shirt. I'm telling you, don't do that. God bless you. Keep on keeping on.
We out.
Cut to It with Steve Smith Sr., that is me, is a production of Cut to It LLC, Balto Creative Media, The Black Effect, and iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday,
a podcast
that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart. and ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I had talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.